Sandy Powell is a costume designer who's earned two Oscar nominations this year for her work in Carol and in Cinderella. NPR's Mandalito Barco profiles one of Hollywood's most prolific designers.
Sandy Powell already has three Oscars, including for the 1998 film Shakespeare in Love. She worked on six movies with Martin Scorsese, and since the 1980s, she's been responsible for the look of so many memorable movie characters, like those in the film Carol.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I like the hat.
The love story stars Cate Blanchett as Carol, a wealthy blonde going through a divorce. Powell says Carol can afford the latest 1952 clothes, including a blonde mink coat.
There's something about rich people wearing light colors, you know, that denotes luxury and sophistication.
Carol is in love with the much younger Therese, a department store shop girl and budding photographer who wears a cute beret.
I looked at the street photography really for her, or looked at photographs of young people who are artistic in that early 50s period. So it's sort of just before it gets beatniky, you know what I mean?
A dream is a wish your heart makes.
Powell also designed Blanchett's fabulous 1940s dresses for the movie Cinderella, in which she plays the very wicked stepmother.
What I wanted to do with her was have her look so perfectly put together that it's intimidating. Don't come near me. Don't mess with me.
Powell says she designed all of the fairy tale costumes in what she calls once upon a time period, including Cinderella's iconic blue ball gown.
That dress probably was the most terrifying thing I've ever had to do because the expectation was so high.
She says over a wire cage frame are layers of fabrics in blues and greens, lavenders and lilacs.
On top, there's a polyester fabric that's called Umissima, which is incredibly lightweight, like really as fine as smoke almost. You know what I mean? It looks like smoke. If you throw it up in the air, it just wafts.
Director Kenneth Branagh says Cinderella's dress had to flow.
Sandy Powell found material both with sparkle and shine in it, but also with diaphanous weight across many, many layers. And that was both a sort of artistic invention and a mathematical invention. She understood how that object would work in space, on steps, on high heels, floating down those stairs like the most beautiful slinky in the world.
Powell's background is in the theater. She dropped out of her London art school to stage shows with Lindsay Kemp, the mime and choreographer who worked with David Bowie on his Ziggy Stardust character.
It was extravagant, avant-garde. It was kind of out there, you know, along the lines of all the things that were going on at the same time in glam rock and with David Bowie and all of that. But this is a sort of theatrical world.
And David Bowie was an icon for you.
Oh, God, yes. Still is.
In fact, the 55-year-old's current hairstyle is a shock of orange hair reminiscent of Ziggy Stardust. During our interview, I tell her how intimidating it was, knowing she'd dress Cate Blanchett, Leonardo DiCaprio, Gwyneth Paltrow, and so many movie stars.
Well, I was like, okay, what am I going to wear today? Oh, wait, this is wrinkled. I don't know. I'm not representing.
I would just say, you look like someone who's got up and put the first thing. I do it every day.
Yeah.
I get up. You know what I do every day? I get up and I wear what's at the end of my bed. Usually what ended up on the floor last night. If it's still clean, I'll put it on again.
For her big night at the Oscars, Powell is having something made in London. Look for her on the red carpet. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News. The tree.